Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, they pulled it off last night. They did it, and they did it primarily because of Mr. Tyrese Maxey, who was just, I mean, he was so incredible, it's beyond belief. I mean, the final tally, because, you know, obviously the two big shots were the two big shots, and they were necessary to say the least. But, I mean, the final tally for Tyrese involved 52 minutes played, 17 shots made, 7 three-pointers made. Now, he did struggle from the line 5 of 8, and the three misses all felt massive in the moment. But he also had 5 rebounds, he had 9 assists. And he had a tremendous 46 points. And frankly, one of the most clutch sequences we have seen in a number of years in Philadelphia sports. By the way, no AMA today. We normally do it, obviously, at this time. You ask, we answer Wednesdays at 7. Obviously, with what the Sixers did last night and what Maxey did, we're not going to do AMA. But when we do, John, it is, as always, brought to us by our good friends at
Ask Me Anything, sponsored by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and over 200 pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com.
All right, so let's listen to the sequence. The Sixers are down 6. We're near the end of regulation, but they're in deep trouble. I mean, a lot of people think it's over. They're in deep, deep, deep trouble. That freaking little guard for the Knicks that just hit that, you know, 10 or 12-foot floater. It's like, all right, down 6. So Nurse takes the timeout. It feels just about over. But out of the timeout, not one, not two, not three, but 4, and 4 really quick.
Now they're just trying to get to the finish line and wrap up this series. Maxey floats it up and in, plus the foul.
Now, that obviously gets you 4, but you're still in trouble.
But this shot, Joe, this was not a pure 3-point wide open shot.
That's right.
This was, he drew a foul on a 3-point play.
Sure like
this,
did.
This was the strength to be able to continue to guide that ball to where you wanted it to go through the foul was magnificent.
And even the angle on the shot was insane.
Amazing.
Well, it was also one of those shots, really both of them were the type of shots, like they don't hit the rim at all. The first one was almost the type, it hit the net, but there's a certain shot in basketball where it almost looks like it doesn't hit the net.
Goes right through.
Yeah,
it goes
right through. It's like a missile. Like that was like a missile through the basket. So that was the first
and
big
the
one.
The way that those sound is so satisfying.
I know.
So
the
good.
Quickest
the
rip of the net.
Yeah. As a shooter myself, I know that.
Yeah,
feeling.
You know.
All right. So the second one had more.
Heard that sound many times.
Yeah, the second one had more of a classic swish, you know, thing because you could see the net move the way it did. All right. So after the first one, Sixers down 2, still in trouble, but you got a shot here. So they do some trapping, trying to steal the ball, can't steal it. At one point, Brunson has it. Good job by whoever was near him to make sure they don't foul Brunson. Brunson swings it over. The ball gets to Josh Hart. All right, go foul him because at this point you got no chance. Otherwise, it's time to go. It's time to do it. There's like 15 seconds left, I think, something like that at that point.
15.
So Hart gets fouled. He's going to end up here making 1 of 2. He makes the second but misses the first. Let's listen to the
stupendous, miraculous, extraordinary sequence that followed.
And rolls down for Hart. The Knicks up by three. 10 seconds left in game five. Maxey fires. He's got it. Tie game. 8.1 to play. 41 for Maxey. 3 seconds left. Brunson, 2 seconds. Brunson at the horn. It's blocked. Overtime at the Garden. Philadelphia is not done yet. Tyrese Maxey comes through in the clutch.
And you guys know what Mark Zumoff was saying watching in his living room last night.
Yes! Oh, yes!
I mean, all right, so it was absolutely incredible. Now, one of the main storylines, and I know New York's already chirping about this, is that their coach and their players didn't foul Maxey.
I was
unbelievable.
Shocked,
right? I think that's why Maxey ran up and shot from so far.
I agree.
I think he was like, I'm getting fouled. I got to get this off as quick as possible.
That's right. That's right. So credit to him. By the way, great job by Embiid with a massive screen. I mean, people do ask all the time, why doesn't Joel play down low more? Now, I think he should play down low more. But you guys know I always say one of the main reasons, the main reason isn't Joel's three-point shooting. The main reason is Joel's screen setting, which wipes out the sun. And, that cleared a clear shot Maxey. I mean, he wiped it. Whoever that dude was, that dude then no longer existed. Clean screen. Maxey's got
McBride?
I don't know. But Maxey's got a straight-up look, and it's like, and then bang, he hits it a touch. So, but here's the thing. That storyline of the Knicks not fouling, Tom Thibodeau, gave a very detailed answer last night, and I appreciated this as a Sixers fan because we have been frustrated with the Sixers' lack of confusion at times. When Lowry hit, missed the free throws in game four and two players didn't know about it, mm-hmm. The non-timeout situation, I would call that a certain degree of confusion in
the
game
inbounds
two.
Pass.
Yeah, that's what I mean, not taking the timeout in the inbounds pass. Like, Sixers have had the Knicks had a breakdown in communication. Tom Thibodeau wanted his players to foul, but it was not properly relayed down the court from coach to player to other players. Remember, that's got to get all the way down to the other end of the court. And Tom Thibodeau relays how confusion set in for the Knicks last night.
Is he making both? That puts you up four. Is he making one? That puts you in a different situation. If he misses both, that puts you in another situation. So you're communicating that to your players, but you're also, you got to make sure that that's being communicated to his people on the line too. So that's where our communication has to be better.
So what he's saying is he was talking to the Knicks player closest and saying, get the info to the guys down there, like all the way. But again, three different scenarios happen quickly because obviously depends on how many Hart does make. And, it's a lot to take in quickly. Three different scenarios that we foul in or not. Somewhere along the line, the chain of communication broke down. They obviously didn't foul quickly enough. That's clear. Embiid sits the screen. Maxey goes from, almost half court. Bang! Unbelievable. Let's go to the phones on a tremendous morning here. 215-592-9494. Will in Northeast Philly. Will, it was an all-timer last night.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo, Will. All right, Will, not ready to go. Let's go to Derek. He's calling from Paoli. Good morning, Derek.
What's going on? Yeah, that was a great game. But I mean, I want to get 2 points in real quick. So, John, I usually agree with your takes, right? But to say, like, Joel Embiid, like, isn't hurt, and they all say he need to go see a therapist and all that, like, you watch this man play ball all year. He is unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? And last night, like, he can barely even move. I feel like he's given all he can give.
I saw him move better later in the game, which, you know, that bodes well moving forward, but it's like,
well,
man.
What you saying well, though? Like, you see how he, Josh Hart taking the ball from him. He had 10 turnovers because why? His mobility, in what I'm looking at, is very, very limited. But anyway.
I don't think it should be as limited, and I'm telling you, look, Derek, maybe I'm wrong. I do think a lot of this has to do with his mindset. I think that he needs to get over the injury mentally. That's a huge obstacle to any athlete coming back from a surgery, and that's a step that he's struggling with. And I mean, like, it's possible that they're saying, hey, go ahead and keep wearing the brace if that's what makes you feel comfortable. I'm telling you, I think it's hindering him.
Well, I don't think they're saying if it makes you feel comfortable. Well, it's to protect his future, I believe. You know, I mean, he's still the main guy, and they want him to be the main guy for 3 or 4 or 5 more years, and they say, brace up, big guy.
Joe.
That's how I say it.
But the point is, that surgery, what they did, it doesn't require a brace.
Well, you don't really know what they did.
Unless other things happened that they didn't tell us about.
Well, I don't think that's inconceivable.
I agree with you.
I mean,
there's more that went on.
They never even called it a meniscus tear.
For a fact.
No, we don't.
And I also see him looking real sprightly at times. I see him looking like the real Joel Embiid.
I know.
Full force.
The inconsistency is maddening.
Yeah.
And supports your point. I understand that. Derek, go ahead, pal.
All right. So anyway, like, you know, even when they have like Shaq and Kobe and all that, I just feel like if you don't have, like, in the fourth quarter, you don't see centers closing out the game.
Well, that's why Jamal Murray does it. Yeah, Jamal Murray does it in Denver. Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey, if he's going to be the closer, like, I'm cool with that. He has to be the closer. Like, Joel's not a closer. You know what I'm saying? Shaq wasn't a closer. You know, Joker's not a closer. But this is a message for Embiid because he was complaining about the fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just was on Ticketmaster for a half-decent ticket, $372, right? So if you want us down there tomorrow, take some of that $200 million and buy us some tickets.
You know,
and
Derek,
pass them out.
I saw a tweet last night, so we're going to get to this more as we move through, and obviously tomorrow it'll be a major
topic. Was it Elliot's tweet?
Elliot's tweet.
I thought that was the best tweet of the night.
Right? Say it, James.
Elliot said Josh Harris should buy up all the freaking tickets and give them to Sixers fans. Like, you're damn right he should. The freaking, what, $7 billion this guy's worth? Yeah, dude, like, own your Oh, my goodness. Own your franchise, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, so Josh Harris, the Elliott tweet was that Josh Harris could buy up literally all the seats and hand them out to Sixers fans. And then, therefore, you completely prevent Knicks fans from buying them on the open market. It's kind of brilliant.
I mean, if
a guy's got billions and billions of dollars, go for it.
The catch is, does Josh Harris even know that the Sixers are in the postseason right now? You know,
yeah.
Like, I feel like that man, and I don't want to assume anything. Like, we don't know much about him, but we do know he has his hands in several different leagues and franchises. I just don't think he's a very hands-on owner.
The other catch is, does Josh Harris know what James Seltzer just said?
Nope.
Oh, Richie's dying over here. I
Doesn't
love it.
Doesn't anyone else think that's ridiculous?
Yeah, I had to shut my mic off, John.
I mean,
so for those that don't know.
Why are you still just like, okay, let's charge on, tally-ho. Jimmy, what
I
the
pulled
hell?
A Joe yeah, there,
I
man.
Like,
I pulled a Joe.
It happened, okay?
All right, so for those that don't know,
That's James, how I feel about Josh Harris, okay?
James just got so fired up and loves Elliot's idea that Josh Harris should buy the tickets and hand them out to Sixers fans No, it didn't make the air. Okay, so we can say this because it didn't make the air. James just dropped an epic F-bomb during our show, but we bleeped it out because, you know, that's what, you know, trained professionals do. They bleep it out. Trained professionals are also supposed to know not to drop an F-bomb.
I know. Yeah.
But Seltzer, I love it, man. That is some passion, sir.
Outstanding.
I'm a little embarrassed. All right, man.
It's so red. Look at him.
We will get the audio of that in the bleep version. We'll get to that coming up shortly.
That's how I feel about you. No one else can make me do that but Josh freaking
Harris. The bleeped version of what just happened with Seltzer, plus Joel after the game on the New York thing for him as a villain, much more from Tyrese Maxey, what he said after the game, what Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and Shaquille O'Neal said after the game. It's all here. And your reaction to an absolutely epic and spectacular win by the Sixers last night. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592. Weigh in.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.